ATR. I'm up.
Good afternoon, Tom. N0TR, KB4CBA.
Excuse me. I was taking a drink. I was eating a French cookie here, and I'm turning the radio down, and, how you doing today? I got, 48 degrees and nasty.
I think it's about 50 here, and, light rain, and, started out just a drizzle, but, it's coming down a little bit harder, but I haven't been out there in 30 minutes, so I don't know what it's doing now. But anyway, I just heard you in there. I was trying to get the FT8 going here, and I'm having a problem. So I'm waiting on Bob to call me back. And so I was, let's see. I've been tuning around on 15 meters and listening to some of the sideband stuff going on.
I seen something this morning on 17. It was CW though. Didn't see a lot in the United States when you look at QRZ. The easiest way to pick it out quickly is look for things that aren't European to European, because you're probably not going to get it. But I don't know with that computerized stuff. It takes such a terrifically low signal strength that, heck, there was a guy on that one time and he ran like 35,000 contacts in a day or some ungodly figure. He just set it on automatic and laid it do the work, you know. But I just talked to Bob earlier, and I know I heard you say that he had come down, and I guess he come down or else he helped you on the phone, and he was out. I was busy at the time. Let me drop this. My son-in-law and grandson are over. I give Isaac my hour plasma TV and bought us a LCD one that has a better guide on it. We'd used that other one for years, and it was still a great TV set. It was 50-inch. And I thought it was 55, so I bought a 55. So now I'm on the way down to Lowe's to buy some longer bolts, because they are metric, and because the mount's a little different. You know, I have a fully articulated mount. Now, I sure don't want to buy a new one of those. They're a couple hundred bucks. But they went back over at the lake house for a little bit while I run down to Lowe's and pick up those bolts. But like I said, Bob was on here earlier, and then I heard Rusty come in, so he must be back from Florida. But I had to shut it off because I had to concentrate on what we was doing there today. KB4CBA in 0TR.
We had the family over for our youngest son-in-law's birthday, which is tomorrow. Today was the best day for everybody to get together, so we had his party over here today. And they were in here. They wanted to see my new setup, and I've got about a 42-inch monitor here that I'm using, or TV, old TV that I'm using for a monitor for my computer. And so I put two things on it, and I can actually put three. And then I have my FT8 software running on my computer, on the computer screen. So I have two different screens I can look at, and it's a lot of fun when it works. It's just not working when it gets into transmit. Now it drops out of the digital mode.
Sure can't be of any help to you on that, Dave. I don't do any of those, but a lot of people do, and they enjoy it. I just like CW and sideband. But they make a lot of contacts that way. But it's probably kind of complicated when you get right down to it. Mom's good at that, I know, and I don't know if DJW does FT8 or not, but he used to do Whisper, and boy, he made thousands of contacts on that thing. It was amazing how many he made all over the world. It just listens, I guess. But Dave's a couple of pay grades above us in the digital world. NZLTR.
Most everybody's above my pay grade in the digital world, that's for sure. Because I'm just learning. I'm just getting my feet wet here. So, yeah, Bob's been, he's been coaching me over the phone, and we spent 2 hours on the phone first evening setting it up. It was, it just flew by. But, anyway, so, I had three contacts in Australia. I think it was yesterday, or day before yesterday. I woke up at 3 a.m. I couldn't get back to sleep, so I came in here and turned the radio on. And there were just people all over the place, in Belgium and Germany and Australia, South Africa. It was just on FT8. It was just great.
We'll do that on sideband when the sunspots get more regular. They were coming up pretty good there a couple of weeks ago, and I talked all over the place. One of our friends on the radio here, I can't remember his call, but it was Bill. I don't remember his location. It wasn't the one down at Hartwell. But he actually got a contact to Thailand, and in this area, that is very rare. And Bob, he gets, of course, he's 2,500 feet higher up there, roughly, but he gets Singapore and that. I did see Singapore spotted on CW the other night, but I couldn't hear him, Dave. That part of the world's pretty thin for contacts, or anything around India and that region for some reason. I worked India from here, but last night I worked the Ukraine, which is nothing unusual. And I worked, Germany, I don't know, probably, Russia. That was Ukraine, I think. Well, I worked about three last night. It was pretty sparse on there. There was a lot of FT8 up above 0-70-25 on 40 meters. If you want to see FT8 of an evening, during the daytime hours, your upper bands are better, of course. But the at nighttime, 40 and 80 in that area is really good. But when the sunspots are good, heck, I've talked to Australia many, many times in the middle of the night. I used to stay up late on Friday and Saturday night when I was working, man, and just to talk to Micronesian down in that area, Tahiti and all of those, you know, Cook Islands. And you'll come back. Well, I'm here at Lowe's, so I better get going because my grandson and them will be coming back from the lake, and I need to get these bolts and get on the road. You take care, Dave. Nice hearing you today. KB4CBA and 0TR, clear.
I'm going to be careful out there on those slick roads, and have you get your TV mounted there. But good to talk to you. So you take care of 73s, N0TRKB4CBA.